Hey everyone, welcome to the Vikings locker room at TCO Performance Center. It is time to meet your new quarterback. Kirk Cousins joins us right now to chat. Welcome and congratulations, Kirk.
Thanks, Mike. Thrilled to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. What's it been like the last couple of days as you've settled in on your free agent destination being the Minnesota Vikings?
Well, it's been a journey. It's been a quick process here. We've moved quickly, but the organization's been phenomenal just in the short amount of time, and my wife and I and our families are thrilled to be here.
Yeah, I think anyone who's watched NFL football over the last handful of years knows why the Vikings were interested in Kirk Cousins. But tell Vikings fans why you were interested in the Vikings.
Well, I could be here a long time listing off all the reasons, and maybe someday I'll need to read that list because it's a good long list. But ultimately it came down to winning, which even the winning is precluded by good leadership, a good organization, a good culture. And that starts with, I think, ownership with Coach Zimmer, with Rick Spielman, and the plan that they've implemented. And it showed last year on the field with the success that they've had, and I want to be a part of that. And it's going to be all about me assimilating into the culture of this team and hopefully becoming another piece that can help us reach the ultimate goal. But thrilled to be here, and this organization has so much to offer.
I know you've been, over the last number of years, you've been worried about your team and beating your opponents, but what do you think about some of the pieces in place here for the Vikings on offense, some of your new teammates?
Well, in my 6 years elsewhere, we actually played the Vikings, I believe, five of those 6 years. So I've, in some ways, gotten familiar with at least their defense. And the last couple of years, just have been blown away with the talent on the defensive side of the ball. And then you saw last year the talent on the offensive side of the ball, especially the two wide receivers who were making one dynamic play after another. And when they came to Washington, D.C. this past fall, I had a front row seat to watch all their exploits as they scored 38 points. So, so excited to get a guy like Dalvin Cook back healthy. There's a lot of pieces in place, and I just hope to plug in and be able to get to know these guys not only as players but as people, and just continue to build this offense together in the right direction.
Saw that you were joking with Coach Zimmer walking out of the signing, saying, I'm going to go home and study up on my my double A gap stuff.
Yeah.
Right? What's that going to be like going against, you know, Coach Zimmer in practice every day?
Yeah.
You did it once a year, as you said, for a handful
right.
of years, but now every day you're going to see those guys.
Well, anybody you talk to around the league has great respect for Coach Zimmer as a coach and as a strategist and as a defensive mind. And he gives you a handful with his double A pressures and with the different things he can do. And then when you throw in the personnel that he has to work with, he can throw you fits. And I don't have to see him on Sunday afternoons, but I do have to see him quite a bit in practice. So I'm going to have a lot of fun, you know, going back and forth, because the linebackers, the safeties, the corners, the pass rushers are all smart players. They've been playing together a while. And so it's going to be a great challenge every day in practice to, you know, hear their blitz or see their blitz and then make a check and pick it up and then watch them make the check at the last minute. And we go back and forth and have that cat and mouse game. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And it's really the, you know, the game behind the game. And I'm looking forward to that.
Every day around the facility when you're with teammates and out on the practice field, what kind of teammate are you to your fellow Vikings?
Well, I think at the end of my career when I'm done playing, more than, you know, wins and losses, I think it's important that, that the guys I played with say that Kirk was the real deal, that he was who he said he was, that, you know, he didn't just talk the talk, he walked the walk. And that would mean more to me than even championships, being the right kind of person. So, it's everything to me to come in here, represent myself, my family well, to be a guy that players know they can count on, that they can lean on, and that they can look to for help and for guidance and for leadership. And again, I'm walking into a team that knows how to win, that has talented Pro Bowl players. So I'm not trying to change anything. I'm just trying to, you know, bring to the table what I can bring to the table and help in any way I can.
How do you think you've changed over the years as a pro? I mean, think about when you were at the Senior Bowl, where the Vikings
right.
were coaching at the
yes.
Senior Bowl, to where you are now. How do you think you've changed?
You know, I think there's been a lot of growth in a lot of different ways, you know, from how I take care of my body, the way I train, the way I prepare for Sundays, the way I recover from Sundays, and then my understanding of the game itself, you know, the coverages, the blitzes, snap counts, run game mastery,
yeah.
the whole gamut, footwork, reads. You know, there's so many dimensions to play in the position of quarterback at this level, and I'm every year taking another step in mastering it.
Yeah. What have you thought of the building here, TCO Performance Center? This is your first day here, obviously, but you've seen almost all of it. What do you think?
TCO Performance Center has to be the best facility in the NFL, and I was here in Minneapolis during Super Bowl week, drove by the facility from a distance, got a chance to see it and also on the website as it was going up, got to see the growth and development. And it certainly wasn't the deciding factor in being a Viking, but it is a major perk to have a facility like this. To have a fireside chat with you
special.
So
big bonus. Yeah,
We're thrilled to be here, and that's one of the many features on that long list I talked about. The facility here at TCO Performance Center is one of those things.
And another good one to play your games in, too, U.S. Bank Stadium.
Yep, you're just rattling off those items off the list. You know, U.S. Bank Stadium is, again, probably the premier place to play. We're going to have and have had a tremendous home field advantage. The crowd noise, the skull chant, the fact that we're in a dome, just the chance to put our fan base on display. I'm thrilled, and again, just want to be a part of it, want to bring whatever I can bring to the table to help this team win football games.
And you have a beautiful family that's here with you, that they've been along for the ride too, right?
Oh, I mean, way past just the NFL career. When I think of you know, my wife, our son Cooper, you know, I entered the NFL as a 23-year-old single guy, and I now enter Minnesota. You know, married almost for 4 years with a 6-month-old son, so. It's been quite a journey, and so grateful to my wife for the support that she's brought every single year, and also the fact that she's up for the adventure. You know, she's kind of has that bring it on mentality, and she's ready to move to Minneapolis and enjoy a new life here. So that's a blessing to have that attitude. And then, you know, my family, my parents, my siblings, Julie's family have just been so supportive through the whole process, and it's a real blessing to have that many people praying for you and cheering you on.
Last thing, eventually all this is gonna be over, and it's gonna be time to suit up in here and practice and go out and play games.
Yeah.
Is that exciting?
Well, that's why I'm here. You know, I'm not here to do an interview with you. As much as I'm enjoying this fireside chat, I'm here to play football. And, you know, I look forward to the press conference today and the other opportunities that will come with being a Minnesota Viking. But what I'm most looking forward to is putting that helmet on, getting out to practice, competing against this defense every day in practice, and then ultimately winning football games in this league on Sunday afternoons. And, you know, it's one step at a time. We can't play playoff games right now. We've got to build towards that. And the first step, I think, is getting to know teammates, reaching out to them in the next few weeks before we start in mid-April, and hopefully even getting together with a few and starting to throw.
All right, man. Everyone's excited to have you here. Congrats. Thanks for your
Thank
time.
You.
And we'll see you when you come back here for the offseason program, all right?
Okay. Thanks, Mike. Enjoy it.